This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. When it comes to childcare, Massachusetts ranks high on quality and availability, near the top of all states. But it's also at the top when it comes to cost. Childcare is more expensive in this state than almost anywhere else. That's according to a report out today from the D.C.-based New America Foundation. Now, I know what you're thinking. No big surprise here. But think about this. It is possible that the childcare market isn't working, or maybe isn't working as well as it could, because it's not a traditional market at all. It's actually part of the overall K through 12 education market. At least that's how the New America Foundation looks at it. And therefore, like the rest of public education, should early childcare receive substantial public investment? Or does that just sound like more big government spending to you? Well, joining us now with more is Nan Mooney. She authored a Massachusetts case study that's part of the New America Foundation's care report, and she joins us from Washington. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meghna.
Well, first of all, Nan, I wonder, if you could just tell us how you believe or you thought that Massachusetts distinguishes itself in either good or bad ways from the rest of the country when it comes to child care.
Well, I'll frame that by saying we looked at all the states, and there are no states that are performing on all levels that are strong in availability, quality, and cost. So relative to other states, Massachusetts is actually doing pretty well. As you mentioned, they do well with quality and availability. And where we're really coming up against some tough stuff is with the cost. The cost is very high in Massachusetts. The average cost for full-time in-care center in a center is $13,208. And then for an infant, that's the most expensive care, $16,682. So those are big numbers. Those are hard numbers for a family to get their minds around and get their wallets around. And then if you have more than one child, of course, then you're doubling that. So and another big problem that came up, and again, this isn't just Massachusetts, this happens everywhere in the country, is the wages for the childcare workers are very, very low.
Right.
So you have compromised care in that way. It's hard to keep teachers, and it's hard to get new people to come into the field when the wages are that low. So that's another big problem that's happening in Massachusetts.
And just to put another number out there, I mean, when you consider the average cost of childcare in all its forms in Massachusetts, the New America Foundation came up with an even higher number, $21,000, right?
Right. Well, we looked primarily at the child care centers and the teachers who are working in these centers who are funded by, in part, by federal subsidies. And that's a big portion of the child care expenses in the child care market, both in Massachusetts and across the country. And those subsidies are so low that they often make it very difficult for the child care centers to keep afloat. And that is one of the reasons that then subsequently the pay to the teachers is so low. It's becoming a big problem in Massachusetts for one reason, because the employment rate is so high, the unemployment rate is low, that really these teachers do have other better options and are moving on. So many of the child care facilities are finding it difficult to even keep their classrooms fully staffed with qualified teachers.
Well, so here's where the conflict sort of rests, right? Because in Massachusetts, we have one of the highest accreditation rates for early child care in the country. Accessibility, as we've talked about, is pretty good. Obviously not perfect everywhere in the state, but pretty good. But it's those two things. And I think the state of Massachusetts has recognized the importance of early childhood education. So they've asked these centers to do quite a lot, keeping child teacher rates, ratios at certain ratios, things like that. Everything that we've done to recognize how important early childhood care is are also the things that would drive the costs up, right? Because, you need teachers, you need people to do this. And that's what's making it even harder for people who have to pay those costs. So how do you find your way out of that conundrum?
Well, that's exactly right. And I don't think anyone's proposing a solution where we try to make child care cheaper overall, because exactly what you just said, you can't cut back on any of those things. And in fact, we need to start beginning to pay those teachers more, which is going to drive up the costs even further. I think what, on a policy level, where we need to be looking is how do we direct more money in that direction? And I think, again, as you mentioned earlier, looking at something more similar to how we fund our public education is going to be more helpful, instead of saying, oh, we're going to try and squeeze more money out of the parents because they don't have any more.
Mm. Well, so what would you say then to the person whose response to that is, well, the state already heavily, almost, fully subsidizes K through 12 education. If you ask the state to pay up more for, kids who are two, three, four, A, we can't afford it, and B, at what point in time, you know, we should expect parents to carry some responsibility for the early care of their children?
Well, and I don't think we're saying that the parents would carry no responsibility, but this is, you know, this is more than, for so many years, this has been sort of pegged as this is a mommy's issue or a soft issue, but people are coming to realize that this is an incredibly critical economic issue, because we're looking at how can parents work if they are not able to have good quality, accessible childcare to leave their children at, right? If they don't have childcare at all, or if they're having to kind of dash out and patchwork things at the last minute. So it's affecting today's workforce. And of course, as I mentioned, there's just been all this research about what's happening with children's brains when they're at this age. You can't just dump them with just anyone. I mean, they're making critical educational leaps at this age that they need to be with someone who has some sort of background in early education, and that this is your future workforce. So we really need to invest, just like we said, we need to invest in educating children, you know, starting at age five. We also need to push that investment earlier.
But nevertheless, you called Massachusetts as relying on patchwork and Band-Aids in order to survive when it comes to child care. What exactly did you mean by that? These sort of smaller programs across the state?
I think that's what it feels like for many of the providers, certainly many of the providers I spoke to, that they are having to make budget cuts where they really don't have anything left to cut, and they're having to go to the community and go to nonprofits and try to raise nickel and dime, raise any money they can to keep themselves afloat. And where they're often having to cut is in the benefits they're giving the teachers, and as we discussed, there just isn't room to cut
right
there. So there needs to be another source of funding, and where that funding most logically would come from is federal and state subsidies.
Well, Nan Mooney is author of a case study on childcare in Massachusetts. It was part of a big new report published today about childcare across this country, published by the New America Foundation, and she joined us from Washington. Nan Mooney, thanks so much.
Thank you, Magma.
Well, let's turn now to a local perspective on this. It comes from Joanne Roberts. She's senior research scientist at the Work, Families, and Children Research Group at the Wellesley Centers for Women. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
So you heard what Nan Mooney had to say. I'm curious. I mean, help us understand in a little bit more detail. What do you think are the biggest cost drivers in Massachusetts when it comes to our very high cost, average cost of childcare here?
Right. Well, Massachusetts has some of the strictest licensing regulations in the country, and that's particularly true related to group size and child staff ratio. So that really drives cost. It's staffing is the number one cost to programs. And when group sizes are low and ratios are low, it drives up cost. But in addition to that, it also improves quality.
Right. So that's that conundrum that I was talking about before with Nan Mooney. How do we work our way out of it? We want the highest quality early child care for the children of Massachusetts.
Exactly. So I really actually think the way to begin looking at this issue is really to change our question. The question should not be, how do you make childcare more affordable? It really needs to be, how do you make childcare more affordable without sacrificing quality? Mm. And we really have to think of those dual perspectives. Childcare is a unique market in that it needs to support families and working, but it also needs to support children in learning. And those don't often work well together when you're thinking of cost.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm wondering what the tools are available for us to reach that goal, because, you know, for example, there already is a child care tax credit available for people. I mean, I think there's a pretty solid argument to be made that the tax credit may not help enough, but it's there. I mean, are there other policy tools or that the state could use? Because I'm thinking, okay, well, what about, say, the high cost of infrastructure, of rent, of all the sort of peripheral aspects that drive up the overall cost of living in this state? Could the state perhaps subsidize child care centers on those fronts and then hopefully bring down the cost or level the cost for families paying?
Absolutely. In fact, I actually think that's something that should definitely be considered. When you look at programs in Massachusetts and what they're spending their resources on, the number one expense is staffing. The second biggest expense is space. And as we know, in Massachusetts, space is expensive, particularly compared to the rest of the country. And childcare can't just go in anywhere. It needs a space that's well-maintained. It needs to be large. It needs to have adequate ventilation, windows. It needs to have infrastructure in terms of plumbing, sinks. Ideally, it needs outdoor space for children to play. And all these things really come at a high cost.
But what about for the family side? I mean, should there be a greater direct subsidy to families who are in need of early childhood education and childcare?
Yes. I mean, in Massachusetts, we do offer subsidies for our lowest income families. There's also programs such as Head Start available to those families. And families in the higher income range typically can afford to buy high quality care. It's really those working class families in the middle who don't have access to subsidies and who really can't afford to buy high quality care that we really need to focus on in terms of policy.
Right. Well, my last question for you links back to this idea that I started the whole conversation with. The New America Foundation report suggests that we have a K-12 education system which is funded by, it's publicly funded, and we have this separate, you know, early childhood education system which does not operate in the same market, even though we have similar expectations of what it should provide. So, I mean, is one of the ways out of this this cost versus a quality problem that we should just expand what we think of as K-12, you know, to pre-K or pre-K-12 and just treat it all the same?
Well, I certainly think that is definitely one strategy to take. Certainly, the Boston Public Schools has aggressively expanded their public pre-K program over the years. It's quite large and provides early education to many children in Boston. I think that that's something certainly that can be thought of at a district level as well as state level.
And so what would you do? What's your preferred policy prescription then?
Well, I think we actually need to take a multi-pronged approach. I think we need to look at expanding subsidies for working class families. I think we need to raise the reimbursement rate for programs serving subsidized kids. I also think we need to think of alternatives like subsidies to programs for space and alternatives for space to help reduce some of those costs.
Well, Joanne Roberts is senior research scientist at the Work, Families, and Children Research Group at the Wellesley Centers for Women. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We've got a link to the New America Foundation report at our website, radioboston.org. We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.